بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, from the beginning of the month of Ramadan, each person has been making an effort, striving to try and secure our place in the gardens of Jannah, the gardens of paradise. And as we come to the end of the month of Ramadan, the question that will arise is that, what is the yardstick? What is that which I can use to gauge? How close have I come to achieving this objective, this goal of mine, of securing my place in the gardens of Jannah, the gardens of paradise, and protecting myself from the fire of Jahannam? This verse of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, that those people who will have two qualities, two attributes within them, then when the time comes for them to leave this world, Allah sends the angels down. And these people are given three glad tidings. Those who have iman, قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ, they declare and profess their iman and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and together with this they remain steadfast. They continue to persevere in the obedience of Allah. Then at the time of their demise, the angels will descend upon them. The first glad tiding that they will receive, لَا تَخَافُوا, that do not fear over what is coming ahead. The journey ahead will be smooth. There will be no hiccups. It will be a very pleasant and easy journey towards the hereafter. Secondly, وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, you do not need to grieve over what you are leaving behind, because the place that you are going to is far better than the place you are leaving. And thirdly, وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ, is that now receive glad tidings of the gardens of Jannah which you have been promised. So this is the yardstick, this is the gauge that we can use to see, have I come close to achieving this objective or not? And that is why we find Sufyan bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, O Nabi of Allah, give me one advice. And this advice must be so comprehensive, so all-encompassing, that after this, I do not need to ask anybody any question regarding Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again mentions these same two qualities. That, O Sufyan, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ, profess and declare your iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then remain steadfast, have istiqamat, persevere, dedicate yourself to the worship of Allah. This will be sufficient for your protection in this world, and it will be sufficient to ensure and to establish your success in the hereafter. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would advise, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلْ, that the most beloved of actions in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which Allah greatly appreciates and loves, is when a person perseveres, he is steadfast. Each and every day of his life, he makes an effort to reach Allah. Even though the quantity of the action may not be very great, a person is not reading 4 and 5 paras of Quran a day, but each and every day he takes time out, whether it be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just a few pages. He doesn't allow a day to go by without opening the Quran. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greatly appreciates this, because Allah recognizes that this is not easy for a person to persevere, to remain dedicated, and each day of his life to continue. Then this is not easy, this is difficult. That is why there's a saying in Arabic, Al-istiqamatu fawqa kulli karama, that to have istiqamat, to remain steadfast, to be dedicated, this is superior and greater than 1,000 miracles. A person can do a miracle. He says, I completed the entire khatam of Quran in one day. So this is a great achievement, no doubt. There is great reward, benefit. But for the next 2 or 3 days, then he doesn't open Quran. But when a person is steadfast, he perseveres each day, he makes sure that he makes that effort to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is appreciated by Allah. As they say in English also, slow and steady wins the race. But the person each day, he continues, he perseveres. And therefore, as we reach the end of the month of Ramadan, just two tips that will inshallah make it easy for us to remain steadfast, to continue to bring these amal into our life after the month of Ramadan. Ulama say, firstly, that we should set a goal, set aside a list, that I will not, or this is the bare minimum that I will try and do each day outside the month of Ramadan. Whether it be just a few pages of Quran, my 5 times daily salah in the masjid, each person knows his capability, what he can achieve. But set aside this list of the bare minimum that I would like to achieve. When a person does this, he's showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have an intention, I want to obey you, I want to achieve this. Allah is the one that then creates tawfiq and gives him the ability and makes it easy for him to continue. So firstly, we set aside these goals for outside the month of Ramadan. And secondly, which is very important, is that from the beginning of the month of Ramadan, we would have had a slight change in our schedule, that a person is now waking up early in the morning for sehri, and then he might get an opportunity to perform two rakats of tahajjud salah. Then there is time for iftar, we are coming to the masjid for taraweeh salah, perhaps we're sitting for some programs. So there has been some sort of a change in our schedule now, before we get back to our routine. That now a person will be waking up fajr time, he doesn't wake up for sehri any longer, there is no taraweeh after isha salah. But before we get into our routine, that we set aside time in our day. That when I wake up in the morning, 5 minutes will go to the recitation of Quran. After my fajr salah, I will spend so much of time making the dhikr of Allah. I will take out time between asr and maghrib for dua, whatever it may be. But we try and make these adjustments to our schedule before we get back into routine. So this will make it easy as we go back, whether we go back to work, go back to our studies, whatever it may be. But now we bring this into our daily routine, make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala part and parcel of our daily life. And thereafter we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a person the momentum. That slowly he will be able to increase, he will be able to do more. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take a person from strength to strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, give us understanding. That we remain with istiqamat, with steadfastness. It should not be that the month of Ramadan comes to an end and my a'mal, my ibadat also comes to an end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see our dedication, wants to see us persevere, wants to see us make an effort to reach Him, and thereafter He will pull us towards Him, and He will facilitate and make it easy for us to worship Him. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.